All right, ready to jump into another deep dive? Today, we're looking at the No Agenda newsletter.
Oh, yeah. No agenda.
These guys always have a unique take on things.
Yeah. Independent, for sure.
This week, they're focusing on, well, a lot is going on, but mainly reactions to the transition of power.
Right. New Trump administration.
Exactly. So domestically and internationally, there's a lot to unpack.
For sure. And they do mention at the top that they are completely listener supported. So
right. Yeah. If any of you find No Agenda insightful,
which they often are,
then there's a call for support. Anyway, let's get into it. The first thing that jumped out was Biden's pardons.
Yeah, specifically the last minute ones.
Right before leaving office. And they point out some interesting ones, like pardons granted to his family members.
Mm. Yeah, that's always going to raise some eyebrows.
It definitely does. Also, they mention Adam Schiff.
Oh, right.
So I know we have listeners who follow this very closely, but just as a reminder,
sure.
Adam Schiff was very involved in the Trump investigations and impeachment proceedings.
Yeah, he was a leading figure in all that.
Right, so this pardon is, well, pretty significant.
I mean, yeah, pardoning someone so closely tied to your political opposition, that's, I mean, some might see it as a gesture of unity, trying to, you know, bridge the divide. But others, I don't know, could be a strategic move.
Ooh, interesting. Like what?
Well, maybe to shield people from future investigations or something.
Oh, yeah, I see. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But you know what else No Agenda points out?
What's that?
While these Biden pardons are, you know, making news, the media seems much more fixated on a different set of pardons.
You mean the ones Trump issued?
Yep. Specifically for those involved in the January 6th protests.
Ah, right. That's definitely been getting a lot of attention.
It has. And No Agenda, they make this really interesting analogy. They compare these pardoned individuals
to what?
Released Palestinian prisoners. And they imply that, you know, they could potentially engage in further violence.
Oh, wow. That's a...
It is a powerful comparison.
It is, yeah.
It really makes you think about the potential consequences.
Right, and the way it's being framed, you know, No Agenda suggests this whole media focus.
Right.
It might be intentional, like to divert attention away from Biden's own pardons.
Yeah. It's like, what's
it's
the word?
Distraction.
Yeah, like a magician's sleight of hand, you know?
Right. They want you to focus on this hand while the other one's doing something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then No Agenda gets into this whole discussion about media manipulation.
Oh, yeah. Because that's, I mean, that's a real thing.
Absolutely. They're not shy about critiquing what they see as biased coverage.
No, they're not. And, you know, there's this whole history of the media shaping public opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Think about, I mean, it goes way back. Wartime propaganda, you know.
Yeah, and it's still happening today. Election campaigns, all that.
It's all about framing the narrative.
Exactly. And No Agenda is really pushing their readers to be critical thinkers, you know.
To really question everything.
Yeah. Look at the source, the biases. Don't just take things at face value.
Yeah. And to be fair, we should always do that.
Always.
No matter where we're getting our information from.
Absolutely. Multiple perspectives, you know. Do your own research.
Right. Okay. So then they shift gears a little bit. They start talking about this big international issue, the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
It is. And they make this rather bold prediction. They say that this could become Trump's Vietnam.
Trump's Vietnam. That's a pretty weighty comparison.
It is. They draw a parallel with Lyndon Johnson leaving the Vietnam War for Nixon to handle, you know.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the Vietnam War was, I don't know, like a turning point in American history.
It really was.
So to compare Ukraine to that, well, suggests they think this could escalate significantly.
Yeah, and maybe drag the U.S. in deeper than anyone anticipates.
Yeah, definitely a situation to watch closely.
Absolutely. And they don't... They don't sugarcoat the potential difficulties facing the new Trump administration either.
No, they don't. They seem to think resolving this conflict might be way more challenging than some people think.
Right. And could really define Trump's presidency.
It could. It's a huge test for any leader.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Now, on a slightly lighter note.
Okay. What that?
No Agenda mentions Trump's recent executive orders.
Oh, right.
They're hinting at some funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what that means exactly, but...
It could be. I mean, who knows with Trump?
Right? Maybe unconventional policies, maybe something controversial.
Or maybe he's just, I don't know, trying to shake things up a bit.
Yeah, signal a break from the previous administration.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to see what those executive orders actually say.
We will. But one thing's for sure, they'll generate a lot of discussion.
Oh, yeah. People are going to be talking about this.
For sure. And speaking of generating discussion... No Agenda also mentions the
What?
the whole memes fest happening around all this.
Oh, the memes, of course. You can't have a political event without the memes these days.
It's true. They've become such a part of political discourse, haven't they?
They have. It's fascinating, really, how a simple image or caption can
capture everything.
Yeah, complex issues, public sentiment, it's all there.
And they spread like wildfire online.
They do. They're incredibly powerful, especially among, you know, younger generations.
Yeah, it's how a lot of people are consuming news and information these days.
Absolutely. It's a whole new way of engaging with politics.
It is. It's a reminder that the political landscape is constantly evolving, how we talk about it, how we experience it.
Everything. Yeah.
But we'll have to leave the memes for another day. For now, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and unpack some more of this No Agenda goodness.
So going back to the whole Trump's Vietnam thing from No Agenda,
yeah,
they really highlighted that parallel with Lyndon B. Johnson leaving Vietnam for Nixon.
Right, right. And them saying that, well, Ukraine could become the same for Trump.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Vietnam, that really impacted America.
It did. I mean, changed everything, really.
Yeah. So for No Agenda to compare Ukraine to that, it suggests, I don't know, a sense of like things could get really bad.
Yeah. Like a warning almost.
It almost feels that way.
Yeah.
They even say directly this conflict could be Trump's Vietnam.
Which is, I mean, that's a huge statement.
It is, like defining his whole presidency.
Right. And if we look back at Vietnam, I mean, it was so complex. Geopolitics, ideologies, military, everything.
Yeah. A lot of factors.
So do you think, are there similarities with Ukraine? I mean, is it that tangled?
I think, yeah, there are some parallels for sure.
Okay.
I mean, you've got Russia exerting its influence and the U.S. supporting Ukraine and then all these alliances. And, you know, it's a really delicate situation.
It is. And No Agenda seems to be saying, like, there are no easy answers.
No, not at all. They're really pushing for, like, nuanced thinking.
Yeah, to look beyond the headlines.
Yeah, exactly. Understand the history, the geopolitics, the human cost, all of it.
Right, right. Because this isn't something to just, I don't know, skim over.
No. We can't be passive about this kind of stuff. War and peace, it's serious.
It really is. We have to be informed, engage with these issues, you know?
Absolutely. And hold our leaders accountable.
Exactly. Okay, shifting gears a bit. No Agenda also brought up those executive orders from Trump.
Ah, yeah, the funny stuff.
Right. What do you think that could be about?
Well, I mean, funny stuff is pretty vague.
It is.
Could be, I don't know, policies that are like unexpected.
Okay, yeah.
Unconventional, maybe even controversial. Who knows?
Yeah, true. Or maybe, I mean, is it possible he's just trying to be like different?
Oh, absolutely. Like, this is how I do things, you know?
Right. Break from the past.
Yeah. That classic Trump move.
Totally.
Yeah.
We'll see what they actually say. But those executive orders, I mean, they're powerful.
They are. Presidents can use those to get things done, you know, bypass Congress if they have to.
Right. Which can be good or bad, I guess.
Yeah. Some people might see it as like overstepping.
Yeah. Too much power.
Exactly. So we'll see how it plays out. And then there's the whole meme thing that No Agenda mentioned.
Oh, yeah. We touched on that earlier.
They're everywhere, those memes. And they're so good at like boiling things down
to their essence.
Yeah, yeah. Complex issues become like shareable jokes.
And they spread so fast.
They do. I think they can actually be pretty insightful, though.
Oh, interesting.
Like they reflect what people are feeling, you know?
Okay.
Anxieties, frustrations, hopes, even if it's all like funny or sarcastic.
Yeah. It's a way to process things, I guess.
It is. It's kind of amazing. Even with all this political stuff going on, people find humor.
It's true. And creativity, you know?
Totally. No Agenda definitely recognizes that power the memes have.
Not just entertainment.
No, they can shape things. They're part of the political landscape.
Right. It's all changed so much. Politics isn't just in, like, government buildings anymore.
No, it's online. It's everywhere.
Comments, social media, memes, everything.
Yeah. No Agenda gets that, I think. To understand politics today, you got to be online.
You do. It's where the conversation is happening. So we've covered a lot with No Agenda today.
We have. Pardons, media, Ukraine, executive orders. I mean, a lot going on.
It is. And it definitely makes you think.
It does. But remember, No Agenda is just one perspective.
Right, right. They always say, be skeptical. Do your own research.
Yeah. Think for yourself.
Exactly. Which is good advice no matter what you're reading or listening to.
It is. Mainstream news, independent podcasts, doesn't matter.
Be critical. Think about the biases.
Yeah. What are their motivations? Look for different viewpoints.
That's how you get the full picture.
Exactly. And that's where independent media, like No Agenda, can be valuable.
Yeah, they offer something different.
They do. Maybe not always popular, but it gets you thinking.
Challenges the mainstream narrative.
Yeah, exactly. They're advocating for a more informed public.
People who are engaged, who question things.
Yeah, that's what they want. And whether you agree with them or not, I think they raise important points.
They do. About media, about information, about how we think about things.
Totally. They're pushing us to be better, you know, more critical.
More informed.
Yeah.
And to look for those independent sources.
Yeah, that's key. So, you know, keep that in mind as you navigate all this news and information out there.
Yeah, good advice. Stay sharp. Keep those critical thinking skills honed.
Look for different perspectives.
And always, always question what you're seeing and hearing.
Always. All right. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into No Agenda.
It does. So much to think about.
There is. But that's a good thing, right?
It is. Keeps those minds active.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Yes.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on something No Agenda kept bringing up.
Oh, what's that?
Their whole spiel about independent media and needing listener support.
Right. Yeah, they really emphasize that.
They do. It's like their whole thing, they're funded only by the audience.
Yeah, they see it as like a way to stay truly independent.
Right. No corporate influence, no advertisers calling the shots.
Yeah, exactly. They can pursue the stories they want. Even if they're, I don't know.
Controversial.
Yeah, controversial. Or maybe just like not what the big media companies want to cover.
Right. And I do see their point.
Yeah.
I mean, especially these days with so much media being controlled by, you know.
Huge corporations.
Yeah, huge corporations.
Yeah.
Or driven by specific political agendas.
It's a valid concern for sure. Yeah. Having different voices out there is important.
It is. For a healthy democracy, you need that.
You do. And No Agenda sees themselves as like providing that counterbalance.
Yeah, the mainstream narrative.
Exactly. The stuff you don't hear elsewhere.
Right, right. But it does make you wonder, like, can a media outlet really be independent if it relies solely on, you know,
on its audience?
Yeah. Doesn't that create its own kind of bias, catering to the people who are funding you?
It's a good question. And No Agenda acknowledges that. They say, like, look, there's always potential for bias.
No matter where the money's coming from.
Exactly. But they say, like, transparency is key.
So being upfront about where the funding comes from?
Yeah. And how they make their editorial decisions. Building that trust with the audience.
Which, I mean, is a fair point.
It is.
And honestly, it's something we should all be thinking about.
Totally. Whether it's No Agenda or CNN or Fox News or whatever.
Any source of information.
Yeah. We need to be critical.
Question things.
Think about the biases, the motivation.
And get different perspectives. Always.
That's how you get a more complete picture.
Right. Right. And that's, I think, what No Agenda is ultimately advocating for.
Yeah. They want people to be more engaged, more informed.
To think for themselves.
Exactly. They believe independent media can play a big role in that.
By, you know, encouraging that critical thinking.
Yeah. And giving a platform to different voices.
To challenge the status quo.
Exactly. So, you know, agree with them or not, I think they raise some important points.
They do. About media, about information. About how we consume it all.
And about our role in all of this, you know?
As citizens.
Yeah. We have a responsibility to be informed, to engage with the world.
To think critically.
Exactly. So as you go about your day, you know, keep that in mind.
Stay curious. Question things. Seek out different perspectives.
And don't be afraid to challenge the narratives you're given.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Hey.